Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the line, I guess from Las Vegas, Nevada, because that seems to be where the UFC is happening. I'm talking about Jessica Penne, the first ever Invicta Atomweight Championship. That's 105 pounds. And most of you know I'm a big advocate of women's MMA. In fact, I pushed Ronda Rousey and said she'd be a superstar long before she became the HBO superstar that she is. But straight up, women's MMA is probably going to take the world, the sport into another level because it will bring in the female audience. When you bring the female audience into something, you're going to have something bigger than baseball eventually, I think. Anyway, the bottom line is on the line from Las Vegas is Jessica Penne. And Jessica, how's life treating you?
Pretty awesome. I really can't complain.
Pretty awesome. You're doing all these interviews. You're talking to people you've never even met. Is this what you pictured it all to be, being a star or what?
You know, I really didn't have any expectations, but I'm definitely enjoying the ride.
Enjoying the ride. Jessica Penne, of course, involved in the Ultimate Fighter finale. Now, she doesn't know who she's going to fight as of yet, but I've got a good idea. I'm not going to mention it. And, of course, she's had two wins in the tournament thus far. You know, I was in several tournaments as a boxer, and fighting in a tournament is not easy because, you know, whether you get hurt or whether you've got injuries, the tournament goes on and everybody's got nagging aches and pains and things like that. So was this your first tournament?
This was my first tournament, yes. First time on reality TV. It was a lot of firsts for me.
A lot of firsts, huh? Well, that's good. And hopefully you become the first UFC Atomweight Championship, 105 pounds, of course. All these weight classes, and I think they're great. I think they're 105, 100. I think there should be like 5 to 6 pounds, maybe even 4 pounds at those lightweights in between divisions. But when you look at what Ronda Rousey's done thus far, I mean, the mega superstar that she's become, does this surprise you that one chick has sort of taken the world of MMA all by herself and seems to be on top?
I mean, I think it's awesome that they're showcasing a great female athlete like Ronda. You know, we've been trying to break through into the UFC for a long time. So, you know, it took one person, but there are plenty of women showcasing their skills in the UFC now. So, I mean, I just think that she opened the door for us, and I think, you know, it's very appreciated by everyone.
You know, the Invicta tournaments, of course, you were the first Invicta, I believe, champion. First 105-pound Invicta champion, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, when I watch the Invicta pay-per-views on the internet and things like that, and, you know, women, people don't realize it, but women are out there to prove that they belong to an extent, and you don't see too many dog fights involving women. You see dog fights involving men now and then, but you rarely, if hardly ever, see two women fighters going at it and not giving it their all. Do you think they realize that they're carrying the sport on their shoulders and each time they go out there and display their skills that there are people watching and saying, this isn't real, you know, like the people that are anti-women and things like that?
I mean, I know myself, I have had to deal with a lot of, you know, negative attention from people that think that women don't belong in the sport. And I know a lot of other females have. You know, we've been fighting a long time, not just in the cage, but outside the cage, trying to prove that we belong here. So it's really important for the females in the sport to get out there and get after it and show what they can do.
Performance-enhancing drugs, okay? First of all, I got to ask you a question. This is a hot question. I haven't asked a woman this in a while. Do you think Fallon Fox should be fighting women, seeing she was born a man, whether she had, like, you know, the hormones, all this kind of good stuff? Do you think she should be fighting women?
In my opinion, no. I don't agree with it, but, you know.
I mean, that's a little. I'll be honest with you. Jessica Penne is our guest, one of the Ultimate Fighter finalists. You know, it's scary because I've trained fighters, and if I had to put a fighter in with her that was a female, I'd be scared to death. In fact, some Florida promoter told Dave Meltzer one time that he wouldn't use her anymore because he was afraid of the unfair advantage that she had. But evidently some girl came along and beat her, but when you look at the entire world of MMA now and the strict guidelines that are being put in place, like by the UFC, as far as drugs and things that are concerned, drug use, do you think that's a positive thing? Do you think there's that much drugs out there? Is performance-enhancing drugs an everyday thing in MMA, or is it just once in a while guy?
No, honestly, like I think that a lot of people get away with using them, male and female, and I think it's really important that everybody starts, you know, uniting and testing everybody on a regular basis And yeah, I do think it is a problem.
Hey, Jessica Penny is our guest. And Jessica, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Rhonda. Don't you worry about fighting a girl that looks like she needs to shave at 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
I do. And that's why I think that it is really important that there is regular testing. I mean, I'm coming up a weight class. I used to fight 105 pounds and now I'm fighting at 115. These girls are a lot bigger and stronger. And if they have a little bit of help, it can be devastating. Okay. So I do think that it is very important to have regular testing.
Why the jump in weight?
That's where the opportunity is. Got to go where it is.
Go where the money's at, right? So are they treating you like a queen there in the house of the Ultimate Fighter or what?
You know, they treated us really well. It was really hard being on the show just for me and my personality type, but they treated us really well. They're taking care of us now, so it's awesome. It's an awesome experience. And the reason for the jump up to 115 was just I couldn't pass up the opportunity. It's not going to come around again, so I had to get on it.
How's Dana White treating everybody?
Oh, he's treating everybody awesome.
Yeah. Is this personality abrasive in your opinion? I'm putting a UFC fighter on the line here, folks. Jessica Penny, and putting her on the spot here. But Dana White's got a personality. Some people love him. Some people don't love him. I happen to think he's great. But opinions are what they are. Do you think his abrasive personality rubs some people the wrong way?
I mean, he's a businessman. He's not going to make everybody happy. Nobody can make everybody happy. And he does what's best for the company. And my interaction with him has been all positive. He's been extremely, kind to me and the rest of the girls on the show. So I think he's a great guy.
Okay. Talk to me about Anthony Pettis, an amazing athlete, huh?
He really is. It was such a pleasure to be on his team and, get to train with him and learn from him. And even to watch him train, it was a really cool experience. He's a really great guy.
I mean, and to watch him go out there, and let me tell you, Gilbert Melendez is the real deal. I mean, Gilbert may have slowed down a little bit in the last couple of years. In fact, he felt his speed waning in the fight against Pettis, he said, in the first round. But, he's the real deal. Hadn't lost except to Benson Henderson in a controversial decision like in many, many years, a former Strikeforce champion. Man, Anthony Pettis went out there and I don't know how to describe Pettis's in the octagon abilities. I mean, I don't think nobody knows how to describe it yet. He's like, his talents are like unlimited, huh?
He is a superior athlete to everyone in that division. He's a great champion, and he shows it every time he goes out there.
Okay. Now, we're talking different weight classes. Now, he's fine at 155. Do you think there should be a weight class in between 155 and 170, or do you think that 15-pound jump should be there? Because being a former boxer, I moved from 140 pounds to 147 pounds, and I could beat real good guys at 140, but I couldn't beat real good guys at 147. They were just too big for me. So do you think there should be some more weight classes in the USA as far as the men are concerned?
I mean, I don't think it would hurt. The divisions are extremely stacked, and I think that, adding in another division could, make it really interesting and give other people opportunities. I don't know if that's something that would ever happen in the future.
Jessica Penny, I want to wish you the very best of luck. I know you've got a big fight this week, and you can't really all talk that much about it because it's part of this unveiling on Fox Sports 1 for the big show and things, I guess. But I wish you the very best of luck, and I wish you'd come back and spend some time with us when you could be less guarded. Are we all right? Are we cool on that? Because it sounds like you're clear in your answers there. I mean, here's what's up. You come on the show, we have a good time. Just say we'll have a great time. But you go out there, get the pressure of this fight off your shoulders, come back, we'll talk. I'd love to have you back, Jessica Pena. Anytime you want to come back to my afternoon shows, my evening shows, you just let me know.
Thank you. I'd love to come back. And I just want to say, everybody, if you're in Vegas on Friday and you want to come out to the Palms Casino and see the live finale event, it would be awesome. And if not, then we're on Fox Sports 1 on Friday.
Yeah, well, my girl Jessica Penny's in the main event, whether she wants to say it or not, folks. Tune in, Fox Sports 1, Friday night. All the best, my dear. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Jessica Penny on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.